listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 358. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, hey, you amazing human, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I hope you are having the most magical day ever. Now, business owners, we are always looking at different ways in order to make connections with new people, but also to drive revenue. And I'm here to tell you in-person events are something that all businesses should consider. But it's something so many businesses don't consider because they think it's hard. They don't know where to start. But the reality of it is it's not any harder than what you're already doing in order to increase your visibility and execute your marketing strategy. So first thing, though, if an in-person event makes you feel like puking, or you're a hardcore introvert, and the thought of going out in public, let alone having to run your own event, makes you want to gouge your eyes out, then maybe doing an in-person event isn't for you. So please make sure that you feel in alignment with this strategy, because any strategy that I give any people that I work with, I will always want to make sure that it feels right for them. So if you are in alignment, then get your pen and paper ready, because I'm going to share with you what I've seen over the years, the benefits of in-person events, and how you warm your audience so much closer when they come to an in-person event. But also, I'm going to give you some steps on how you can get started today. Now, I had to really think hard about when did I start running in-person events. And it was actually back in my 20s, when I was a mental health clinician. I used to have to set up workshops for different providers. I had to do different collaborations. I also had to do conferences. And I also had to put together mental health weeks where we would have hundreds of people attend. And for me personally, I loved every moment of creating those events. And this is why I continue to do so in this particular business, Angela Henderson Consulting. So one, as I said earlier, you must be in alignment. Two, now you might be thinking, what type of in-person events can I even run? Where do I begin? The options, it's too overwhelming. Where do I start and? So here are a few that I've been doing over the years. One, last year I did a VIP tour around Australia. And this is really around giving not only myself, but those within each of those cities a networking opportunity, and so it was really just an informal gathering, and that was ultimately designed to facilitate networking and relationship building among other peers within the industry. That was it. In this particular instance, I did no paying tickets, and I actually paid for the event myself. I paid for food myself, and people got a free ticket to come along. And we called it the 2-hour cocktail party. And like I said, I executed at that in Brisbane, Gold Coast, Perth, Melbourne, and Sydney. And we always had a minimum of about 25 people there, up to 40 plus people there. So one thing that you could do is a VIP tour. Or again, if you don't want a tour, because that could be overwhelming, just start, do you mean, by having a little networking and meet up in your own city. The other things that I've experienced with over the years, or experimented, I should say not experienced, over the years, are putting on seminars and workshops. And so these are either 2-hour workshops, half-day workshops, or full-day workshops, depending on what your clients need. And it's really just about providing an educational event focused on a specific topic or skills, often through just like a slide deck or mini mastermind breakouts, but it's a really hands-on interactive workshop. And whatever they come and do, it's like they get to benefit one transformation. So if I run my 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshop, they know that after those 2 hours, they will walk away with their 15-page planner and have that strategy in place. You really want to make sure that whatever you promise in those 2 hours, 4 hours, you know, or full day events, that they walk away with tangible results. If not, this is where you leave a bad taste in people's mouth, and you don't want to do that. Another thing that I've done with in-person events is I run retreats. I run a 3-day retreat here in Australia. I run a 4-day retreat over in Bali for women in business. And I also run a 4-day silent retreat. And these retreats are all based on what, again, my client wants. But at these retreats, it's really, really such a beautiful way to hold space and bring people together. And that level of intimacy, the longer the retreat, the more intimate it becomes, and the more, in my opinion, better outcomes happen. So retreats are another really great way at fostering, do you know what I mean, cohesiveness, morale, collaboration, by having different activities, workshops, you know, things like IMVU sound healing. So retreats are another way. Another one that I do is like a VIP strategy day. And this goes back to those seminars and workshops. But again, I make it VIP. It's very small and intimate. Only 10 people can come. And that has been a really another beautiful in-person thing. That's obviously a paid one. And the last one that I can personally say that has been really great is running conferences. So I've typically only ran, well, I've ran bigger conferences in my other job. But in this particular job, the most that I've ever had is 50 people. And again, I make it over 3 days, but these large scale events are so awesome by bringing people together in the industry, like professionals, thought leaders, and experts, that the networking, the knowledge sharing, the professional development is like next level. So I'm not asking you to just now go and create a 3-day conference or even a VIP strategy day, but I am wanting you to start to consider, what can you do right now to incorporate in-person events into your ongoing strategy? Now you might think, well, but why even do these events, Ange? Like, what are the benefits? Firstly, people are craving human connection more than ever before. So by creating an in-person event, people get to feel again. They get to feel part of a community. They get to have a hug. They get to have a laugh. They might even cry. And this is powerful. You know, people want to belong. People want to feel safe, and people want to just be included. So by having an in-person event, you can create this beautiful space for this to happen. Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners, gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today. Second, you must stand out and be the purple cow. When everyone is online right now using ads and using organic posts or using email marketing, you've got to learn to zag when everyone else is zigging. And so again, by you zagging in this particular instance, you're not going to get lost in the noise. And the notion about the purple cow that I just mentioned is there's a really great book called The Purple Cow by Seth Godin. And what he talks about is they're going down these beautiful roads in France. And as they're going, all these roads are beautiful and there's trees and there's, you know, blue skies and sunshine. And like, oh my God, this is amazing. But then becomes boring. And then eventually they start to see a brown cow, a white cow, a black cow. And they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. But again, over, you know, a period of time, it just became boring. But then he says, what if I saw a purple cow? That would be remarkable. That would be memorable, but only for so long. So I want you to think about how in-person events can make you the purple cow. Because again, you're going to become memorable. You're going to become remarkable, and you're going to stand out in, the crowds that are here right now. And you're going to stand out within this noise. So in-person events let you be the perfect cow, the purple cow. Now, third benefit is like the networking opportunities. In-person events provide a platform for individuals to connect face-to-face. And when you connect face to face, there are people there that might become your clients, might become your partners, might become industry leaders with you, might collaborate with you on your podcast or your blog. And these freaking interactions are fostering genuine relationships that foster trust. It is, my friend, invaluable. So the third benefit is the networking opportunities. The fourth benefit that I've seen is brand visibility and awareness. By hosting your own in-person events, this allows your business to showcase, you know, you, your awesomeness, right? And at the same time, building that authority and that thought leadership, right? Because you have a platform at in-person events to demonstrate your knowledge, right? Through presentations, workshops, panel discussions. And so by building your authority and your thought leadership, it's increasing your brand awareness and your visibility, which can only lead to conversions. Which leads me to my fifth benefit. Conversations plus connections equal conversions. The more conversations you have, the more connections and trust and authority and credibility you build, and you will get conversions. So Lo, I always lead, you know, with love and with passion and value at any of my events. My post-event follow-up 100% is there to allow these new people who have attended my in-person events to become clients. Or they might not become a client, but they might refer me on to someone else. So these are just some of the many, many benefits that I've seen by holding in-person events over the years. And like I said, how can it not increase your revenue? It cannot not increase your revenue, my friend. I should also just talk about when you think about you do a Facebook ad, those people are really cold, and then you've got to nurture, get them to warm, and eventually you hope they're going to convert to a hot client, right? But at an in-person event, you can take a cold person and nurture them, and they become warm quicker than anything else because they feel you, they see you, right? There's an emotional, there's that humanness. So again, if you can't see how passionate I am about in-person events or hear it, I love it. See, my thing, Angela, this is all well and good, but how do I get started? Number one, again, are you in alignment? If so, proceed. Two, what do your clients need right now? You could survey them and ask, do they need a half-day workshop? Do they need networking? Do they need connection? Like, what is it that they're craving? And let you create that awesomeness. Also, think about in the current climate, what will your clients pay for this awesomeness and this experience? The fourth thing that I want you to consider is, again, do you want to make it like a two-hour networking event, or do you want to do a half-day workshop, or do you want to do a three-day conference like I'm going to be doing in October for my three-day Women in Business retreat at the Gold Coast? Like, again, what is your bandwidth? If you've never done this before, do you just want to start off with a two-hour networking and keep it super simple? And then once that you've decided what type of event you're going to run, what's it for, what it's going to look like, just create a simple Google Doc to sell it. You don't need any bells and whistles and fancy sales pages. Keep shit simple. Simplicity scales. Then create a link. I particularly use ThriveCart for people to purchase. Super simple again. And then you need to market it to your newsletter, your personal page, your socials. If also you're hosting a local event, you can always put it on Eventbrite. And then make sure once you, then you go and you deliver the event. And then once that event is done, make sure that you have a post event funnel, right? Let people know what you do, how you can connect with them, right? How can you service them? So my question is, like, what are you waiting for? Is it that you're nervous? Is it that you're overwhelmed? Because I've just given you the steps on what to do. I've just given you examples of what type of events that you can run. I've showed you how to set up. So what are you waiting for? Bring on your in-person live event. You know, I read this quote recently over on Facebook, and it said something along the lines that instead of chasing other people's stages, create your own. And I'm like, knowing personally the outcomes that I've seen with in-person events, and then when I read that quote, this is why, even though I've got 22 speaking engagements this year on other people's stages, I'm creating my own massive stage. My own. We're going to be welcoming 180 people from around Australia to my three-day Women in Business conference. So if you're wanting to experience the best event for women in business this year, you're going to want to come to my three-day Women in Business conference. We've got Australia's leading sound healer going to be there. We've got 12 speakers already announced with 5 more announcements coming. We're going to have mastermind breakout sessions, amazing prizes, strategy, connection, and so much more. Now, you may not have been on my email last week, on my email list last week when we offered this out to everyone at 60% off tickets. and nobody can get that deal anymore. However, I'm mindful that as a listener on my podcast, if you're not on my email list, you miss out on this opportunity. So if you are listening right now and you want to access 60% off to attend the 3-day Women in Business Conference happening October 31st to November 2nd, send me a message over on Instagram. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting, and I personally will give you the private link to secure your spot at 60% off. Not to mention that if you're the next two people to purchase, you will also go in the draw to get a speaking spot on stage. This is only for the first 50 people to buy, and I can confirm 48 people have already bought. And $50 from every ticket is going to go back to one of our three charities, and you'll get to choose personally where that money goes. Again, if you want to get 60% off to mean to attend this 3-day event, send me a message over on Instagram. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting. But for now, my friend, I want you to go and plan your first in-person event, because you will be thanking me not only tomorrow, but for the years to come, how beneficial this will be to your visibility strategy, building trust, credibility, and also increasing your revenue and profit margins. To your success, have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.